Israel's renewed strikes on the Gaza Strip continue to bring death to the Palestinians in the devastated enclave. About 24 more Gazans, including women and children, have reportedly fallen prey to the fresh Israeli hostilities on Wednesday. Medics say the overall death toll from the Israeli attacks on Tuesday and Wednesday now stands at 24. At least 120 others are also believed to have been wounded. The highest casualties have been reported in strikes on mosques and refugee camps there. The attacks have been focused on the Zeitun neighborhood in east, Rafah in the south, and Deir al-Bal in the west. The Israeli military says it has attacked 60 targets in the blockaded region. At least 2,041 Palestinians have been killed and over 10,000 others injured since Israel began the Gaza offensive on July the 8th. Lauren Booth is a journalist and human rights activist who joins us on the phone from Manchester to share her thoughts on this. Lauren Booth, it's really hard to imagine that this has gone back to Israel, to this rocket fire, and of course the Palestinian deaths. And at this point, looking at over 20 plus Palestinians who have been killed, one of them a pregnant woman. I'm curious as to where this is going to go. I mean, is the international community going to keep itself on the sidelines as this resumes in terms of the killing that is taking place?
I think that the Israeli motivation and solution seeking has changed tactics during the last 35 days, and that they are now seeking Security Council intervention and some kind of UN force to disarm the resistance in Gaza and to police the situation for them. Now, this would actually be a win-win because, of course, they get to pass off presumably the cost of it, of such a security operation, and they get the only resistance that the Palestinian people currently have in Gaza. They get to disarm that. And nobody's asking the question about disarming, of course, Israel.
Looking at the talks, it was very interesting. One particular detail, I'm not too sure if this is actually verifiable or not, but it was said that one of the points that was actually being, in a way, maneuvered into these talks is Israel being taken to the ICC by the Palestinians. Israel's very afraid of that, it is said, and not so much about the deaths, but because of the settlements. Do you think that Israel is actually cornered in this regard? Were Palestine to take, and it all points indicate that they are going to take Israel to the ICC?
We were close to this before with the Goldstone report after Cast Lead, and somehow that got politically sidestepped very efficiently after pressure was put on the creators of that report to withdraw sections of it. We can see already that where the ICC is concerned, pressure from France, from Britain and from America not to go that route. So I think obviously Israel fears and dislikes that option, but are they weakened enough on the international stage with their main allies in Europe and America? No, that seems that they still believe they can sidestep that issue, which is why the killing is still going on.
Very well. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. Lauren Booth, journalist and human rights activist, talking to us there from Manchester.